On the KSRO live line with us is Ray Johnson. He's the executive director of the Wine Business Institute. Good morning to you, Ray.
Pat, thanks for having me on the show.
I'm glad you're here. And grand opening last night, you swung the doors open wide for the Wine Spectator Learning Center. How'd that go?
It was great. There were hundreds of people who gathered together to celebrate this event. And it's a real milestone for us, a place where we can have all of our wine business programs, all of our classes, our faculty research, all under one roof. It's a beautiful building, and it's a great place to showcase our newest program, which you'll see in the fall. It's our hybrid executive wine MBA program, where people will be there in the building, but they'll also be able to learn online.
Yeah, what is a hybrid MBA?
So this is an opportunity where the people who have a great distance or have challenges with the time, especially winemakers during crush and vineyard managers, they'll be able to attend classes and work on projects virtually and then come together periodically so they can meet their colleagues face to face.
And these are colleagues that potentially could be from all over the world?
Exactly. Many people from California, but yes, we do have people from all over the world who study with us.
And is the Wine Spectator Learning Center, is it different because it really focuses on the business of wine?
That is true. That's been our laser-like focus from the beginning. When Gary Heck and the university administration met over two decades ago, the idea was to create a program focused on the business operations of wine and sustaining generational transfer and making sure the next generation of up-and-coming leaders could get the skills and the tools they need to run the businesses in the wine industry, and that's what we do, and that's all we focus on.
And how will the program, you know, these programs that will be a part of the Learning Center, how do you suppose these will advance, you know, our standing in terms of being one of the wine centers of the world?
Great question. It really does make a difference. It's a very competitive landscape out there with imports from around the world, obviously seeking an opportunity to expand their distribution in the United States and in California. And whatever we can do to maintain a greater competitive edge here in California and up in the North Coast in Sonoma County is particularly important. And all of the people pulled together on that to help each other succeed.
Does it cover the spectrum of the wine business, Ray? I mean, in terms of, you know, everything from obviously, you know, the growing of the grapes to harvest to, you know, bottling eventually to marketing. Does it cover the whole gamut?
It really covers the whole value chain. And I'm glad you asked this question because we see more and more winemakers and vineyard managers coming into the program because it's part of the business operations, right? It's not just enough to grow great grapes and make great wine, but you have to think about the costs involved. You have to think about managing the inventory and the cash flow. It really is a business operation, and that's where a wine MBA makes a difference.
Very good, very good. And what's the sign-up sheet like so far, Ray?
Oh, we've really had great interest in this new program. So it is brand new, and there is an opportunity to apply and enroll in this window now before the first class launches in November.
It should be exciting, and it already is. I know it's been a couple of years in the making. Congratulations for getting to this point.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate all the coverage and all the focus and attention that you've given us. We really appreciate it.
We're happy to do it. It is a big part of our economy, and relying on those big parts, especially now as we continue our recovery. Ray, thanks so much for being here.
Have a super day. Thanks.
All right. That's Ray Johnson, the executive director of the Wine Business Institute. Can a marijuana learning center be far behind? We'll see.